Are you an inventor who would like to try to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to companies? But you don't know what to do next? Call for free information from InventHelp. InventHelp, a leading inventor service company, has been helping inventors since 1984 and has sales offices located in more than 60 cities nationwide. You'll want to talk to the company that has helped secure more than 7,000 invention patents. So call InventHelp. Even if you have an idea for improving an existing product and don't know where to go with it, you'll still want to call InventHelp for free information. You'll find out how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to companies. So call now.
Call InventHelp at 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. Get your free information by dialing 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. 1-800-316-1738.
Live from San Francisco on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network, you are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with your hosts, Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi.
Are you ready? Are you ready? Let's get it on!
How's it going, everybody? Brian Alvarez here on Wrestling Observer Live. We are here every day, Monday through Friday, noon Pacific, 3 Eastern, and Sunday, 3 Pacific, 6 Eastern. Sports Byline USA Radio Network, Sirius Satellite Radio, the American Forces Network, Cable Radio Network, iHeart Radio, iTunes, TuneIn Radio. The list goes on and on. The most listened to daily pro wrestling and mixed martial arts radio show in the world. A lot of stuff to talk about here today. We're going to be taking your phone calls throughout the day. 425-488-0525 is the studio line. That's 425-488-0525. You can call toll free. 844-411-5411. That is 844-411-5411. And text messages, 425-780-7566. Text messages only to that number, please. No phone calls, nobody answers, nobody checks the voice messages. Text messages only, 425-780-7566. A lot of stuff going on in the world of wrestling and mixed martial arts. Seth Rollins is down with a major knee injury that is going to keep him out of action past WrestleMania. Destroyed his ACL, MCL, medial meniscus, going in for surgery on Tuesday, and he is out. As a result, a new WWE champion could be crowned at any time. Officially, it will be taking place at Survivor Series. They're going to be doing a tournament, the details of which I guess we'll find out about on Raw tomorrow. Also this past weekend, we had the New Japan Power Struggle show, a great show. We'll talk to Mike Sempervivi about that. UFC Fight Night, Henderson versus Belfort 3. And this time, Vitor Belfort knocking out Dan Henderson in less than a minute, highlighting a night of explosive finishes. We've also got the Bellator announcements. A lot of fights coming up, including, yes, in 2016, Ken Shamrock versus Hoist Gracie. All of that on more on a very packed live show here today. Back in a moment, Observer Live, Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
Right now, to sign up for packages starting as low as $24.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
Cancel the cable. Cut costs and get more.
Call now. 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
George Fernandez here. You might know me as the host of Ring Talk Live Worldwide, but this time I'm here to talk about that four-letter word everybody dreads, pain. If you have back pain or knee pain like I do, hey, you should know about the Health Alert Hotline. I'm talking about if Medicare is your primary medical insurance, guess what? You can qualify for a back or knee brace or a shoulder brace for little or no charge. Anything to help me with the pain, hey, it makes it more manageable, gets my attention, folks. I love the free delivery, and they take care of the paperwork for you. So if you have Medicare and need help for your back, ankle, knee, or shoulder, guess what? Give the Health Alert Hotline a call, toll-free, 1-800-428-1570, 1-800-428-1570. You can qualify for a back or knee brace or a shoulder brace for little or no charge, 1-800-428-1570, the Health Alert Hotline, 1-800-428-1570.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895. That's 800-760-4895.
It's a new day. Yes, it is.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
We're back here on Wrestling Observer Live. Brian Alvarez here, WrestlingObserver.com, joined by Mike Sempervivi, also of WrestlingObserver.com. A lot of news to get into here today. The big news is coming up tomorrow, actually, the biggest news. That being, what's going on with the WWE World Heavyweight title? We know it has been stripped. We know that there is going to be a tournament at Survivor Series, but we don't know anything else. Who is going to be in this tournament? How many guys are we going to have in this tournament? When is the tournament going to start? When is the tournament going to end? I presume it's going to end at Survivor Series. A lot of questions going into Raw tomorrow. There's also a Money in the Bank briefcase, and Seth Rollins is going in for surgery on Tuesday. Now, I don't expect this to happen, but I will not rule out the possibility that tomorrow on Raw, Seth Rollins will come out and he will announce to the world that he has injured himself and he is going to have to forfeit the championship, and he will see us all in 6 to 9 months missing WrestleMania, and suddenly Sheamus's music hits, he comes out, he brogue kicks the injured Seth Rollins, cashes in, and becomes the new WWE champion. At which point, I don't know what you do for Survivor Series. Maybe you don't even need a tournament. There's so many ways they could go. There's a million names. There's a million possibilities. The floor is yours, Mike.
Well, have they announced that the title is vacant yet?
Well, technically they did, but you know what they say.
That's if it doesn't happen on TV, it didn't happen. That's right. Plans change. Lots of Sheamus talk coming from you, and I think you're doing it just basically to warn us all that this could happen, not that you actually would want to see this happen. I am trying to figure out a scenario in my mind where Roman Reigns goes through Kevin Owens and whatever the strongest possible other heel he can possibly go through, wins the title. I like the idea of Sheamus trying to cash it in and being thwarted by Reigns Then that way, at least you have attempted to tie the rocket to Reigns, 100%. I don't think I'd have him too much with Owens. I think you could actually, if you wanted to have some sort of Owens cost Ambrose a match against somebody, and then Ambrose returns the favor with Reigns getting, essentially the spear and the pin, cleanly. But Ambrose is the distraction that helps to cause that. I like that idea because I like to see Owens and Ambrose together. I think that would be the best way to keep Reigns from having to deal too much with the negative reaction that will come from a lot of people who are Owens fans and that will hammer him, Reigns. You keep him away from that. He comes out of there with three wins, as impressive as he could possibly be, and then you make sure on Monday night you have something really good for him, and you basically try to let him be himself, and I would go from there. If he's getting over like $1 million, then you don't necessarily have to turn Dean Ambrose dirty yet. You can do some other things. If it's not working out at all, maybe you have Dean Ambrose turn. Maybe you could, there's a lot of things you can do after the fact. I just think coming out of Survivor Series, you want to have Roman Reigns as strong as possible because you only have so much time till WrestleMania. If he's not cutting the mustard, you're going to need to know it sooner rather than later. And from now till the Survivor Series, or till from now until the Royal Rumble, it's going to give you a really good idea.
I got an even better idea. I don't know if it's a better idea. I just thought of an idea. So because you can do anything you want, because there are all these guys out of action, and Seth is out of action, and it's tournament time for this vacant title. Here's something that they have never done before. Maybe this would be a great heat generator. Maybe the idea would suck. I don't know. I'm just coming up with ideas because that's what we can do because there's so many options here. What if on Raw tomorrow they have Sheamus come out and say, "I challenge vacant for the WWE title. Hand that thing over." We've never had a situation where the Money in the Bank briefcase holder has had an opportunity to just grab the title. There's no champion. So what does that mean for the Money in the Bank guy? Could he just come out and say, "Give me the belt"? Is that possible?
Well, considering how impotent some of the stuff has been, I mean, I think you can claim that, but you don't think you want to go forward with that. I think you can have Sheamus try that. You could have the authority either right then and there, which would make the most sense if it begins the show because it's got to be 20 to 25 minutes long, of course. You have them just come out and go, "No," but you can be in the tournament if you want, and then that could possibly be the story of, does Sheamus go into the tournament and keep his Money in the Bank? Does he have to give up his Money in the Bank briefcase to enter the tournament, or does he just wait everything out and then we'll see what happens? With how the character has been portrayed, I would figure he's going to try to wait it out and let you see what happens, which would lead to, is he going to come out? And that's another selling point, I think, would be other Survivor Series, no matter how minimal it is because it's Sheamus, is what could Sheamus possibly do?
But, I mean, think about this. If this were real, and Sheamus knows full well that you're not guaranteed the belt, because there have been men in the past, including John Cena, who have won the Money in the Bank briefcase but not become champion. Mr. Anderson was another one. If this were real, wouldn't Sheamus just come out and say, "I'm not even going to take this risk. I'm not going to wait. Just give me the damn belt right now. I'm cashing in."
Well, he would say that, and he would have a management team, of course, that would say that around him. But the reality would be, I will say this. Is Sheamus the number one contender?
I have no idea what they're doing. Oh,
let's just say
we have no rankings.
Well, that's the thing. Let's just say he is. Well, in that case, he'd face the number two contender. If he's not the number one contender, by rights of holding Money in the Bank briefcase, if this were real, he would be facing off in a one-on-one match against somebody. You know, whether it be Roman Reigns would be the situation that makes the most sense. But unfortunately, because the situation they're in with those two right now, even though I know Reigns would get cheered, I still think it would be better to do the tournament and try to accentuate a lot of positives coming out of that, including different directions you can go with different guys, considering you're going to have eight of them.
Well,
is it eight or four?
I mean, well, we don't know yet. You could do a deal where they announce the tournament, and then as the big cliffhanger at the end of Raw, Sheamus announces, "Give me the damn belt." And so now there's a tournament sign for Survivor Series, apparently for nothing. And the storyline could be that whoever wins the tournament will have to have a grueling tournament, but then go through Sheamus at the end of the evening at Survivor Series. Now, you could do that. Now, as I think about my own scenario, I guess technically, and I've never seen a Money in the Bank contract, mind you, everybody, but I would presume that the Money in the Bank contract, what it does is it guarantees you a shot at the title anytime you want. And so in a situation where the title is vacant, you would be cashing it in to essentially, as noted, be entered into the tournament. There's a lot of imagination we're having to put into something right here.
And we'll see how much imagination that they put into their stuff coming up. And I know, hey, we've been talking about it all week long, or since we heard about the injury, with John Cena being out, with Rusev being out, with Randy Orton being out, with having no Brock Lesnar around, with Undertaker and Kane tied up with Bray Wyatt, thus taking all of those guys out of the mix. You got to get creative, and that's okay. And there's a silver lining in every cloud, and it's unfortunate that Seth Rollins is going to be out for so long, because I think he has gotten so annoying that he's gotten underrated to a lot of people who just want to see him go away. And it's like, no, I don't want to see him go away. I just want to see him change a little bit. This is going to possibly provide him the opportunity to change and come back as a baby face, which I would actually probably do with him. Frankly, if he comes back after WrestleMania. And it does make you try to create new stars, try to create new scenarios, because your back's up against the wall. And they have not hit home runs every single time with this. But more often than not, when they really have had to have a gun to their head and they've had to try to figure something out and they've been desperate, they've been able to do it. It may take a little bit of time, but they've been able to do it. So hopefully that's going to be the case here, because it's been a bad last couple of years leading into the Royal Rumble and leading into WrestleMania. This is actually about as good of a shakeup as you can get, even though the star power and the ratings are very low.
Studio line, you're on the air. Who is this and where are you calling from?
This is Ryan from Cumberland, Maryland.
Oh, yippee. Right up against the break. What's up?
One final question. Do you think promoters are...
One final question.
What do you mean a final question? What do you mean a final question, Ryan? Is this your final call?
Now on the Hall of Fame, promoters are overemphasized.
It's like time never passed for Ryan. He just asked yesterday's question or Friday's, and now he's just picking up where he left off. Say it again, Ryan.
The promoters in the Wrestling Hall of Fame of the Observer, you think they're overemphasized? Like, there's so many of them, like, I think that the wrestlers should be, like, the main focus on the Hall of Fame. It looks like there's, like, about 20 different promoters in there. That seems a bit much to me, because it seemed like they sometimes screw the wrestlers out of money, you know, and don't have the greatest...
Ryan, I don't think you understand how the Hall of Fame works. People get put on the ballot, and then hundreds of people are given a vote, and they determine whether or not a person should go into the Hall of Fame. So I don't think it comes down to... Like, let's just say, and this would never happen... that Vince McMahon Jr. just got on the ballot this year. Are voters supposed to not put Vince McMahon Jr. in because there's too many promoters in the Hall of Fame? That would make no sense. Stand by, Ryan. We'll pick you up after the break. That is a cliffhanger. Observer Live, Sports Byline USA, Radio Network.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like they did for these Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can have your website built for free and up and running in as little as 7 days. Plus, promote your site on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call now to get your website built for free. If after 30 days you're happy with your new website, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for just one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing. Call 855-254-SITE, 855-254-SITE. 855-254-7483 or go to web.com/radio. There is no upfront charge for building the website, after which the ongoing fee applies. Rights to the website are relinquished upon cancellation unless otherwise purchased.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help, and your insurance may offer coverage.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-521-3214, 800-521-3214.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-521-3214. 800-521-3214.
My joints used to kill me. I'd wake up with stiff knees and a stiff back, and it wouldn't get much better throughout the day. I went to doctors and took almost every supplement you can think of, and nothing seemed to help. Then I found something called Oil Can Joint Lubricant. They use only top-of-the-line, all-natural ingredients, and I know many companies make similar claims, but here's the big difference. Oil Can ingredients are scientifically formulated to work together faster than anything else in the marketplace. That's guaranteed. I take Oil Can every day. My knee pain was gone in just a few days. So if you have knee pain, back pain, and you've tried everything, try Oil Can Joint Lubricant risk-free right now. I'm confident you'll have fewer aches and pains within days, or we will gladly refund your money. Call right now. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
And Ryan from Cumberland, special co-host for the next minute or so. Ryan, what's going on? Do you understand what we're talking about with the voting process for the Hall of Fame? Where the hell is he? There we go. Sorry, Ryan, I had you muted. Go ahead.
My main concern was the voters maybe got something, you know, for free from the promoters, like maybe a free pass or like inside information, you know. And that's
okay, but hold on. Let's say there's 200 voters. You really think 200 people, like every single one of the 200 people chosen by Dave to vote in the Hall of Fame all got special favors from a promoter?
And I think everybody that's a promoter that's on the ballot right now is either dead or has been long retired. So I don't think you have to worry about too much payola going on to try to get them in the hall.
Besides, trust me, I would vote for Vince McMahon Jr. into the Hall of Fame as a promoter. And believe me, few favors have I received over the years from Vincent K. McMahon.
Yeah, and there's four, you know, categories that vote on the Hall of Fame. There's former wrestlers, there's active wrestlers, there's historians, and then there's journalists, and people are classified in different ways. And
where would you fall in that, by the way, Ryan? Would you call yourself a reporter or a historian?
More of a caller.
Well, you got me there. Go ahead,
Touché.
Mike.
Touché. But where promoters kind of live and die is with, not surprisingly, the active and the former wrestlers. Jerry Jarrett, I think, should be a lock for the Hall of Fame. Jerry Lawler is in the Hall of Fame not only as a wrestler and what he did in Memphis, but as a booker and owner of that territory. Jerry Jarrett's success has been well chronicled, and what he was able to do before Jerry Jarrett. Yeah, I mean, or before Jerry Lawler, obviously he needed Lawler's help. But when you see Dave Brown, who will probably make it in the Hall of Fame, you see Lance Russell, you see Jerry Lawler, it's like, why isn't Jerry Jarrett in there? It's because a lot of people don't like voting for Jerry Jarrett because they had to work for him, and they starved under Jerry Jarrett, and they have issues with him as a promoter. With that said, there are great payoff guys and guys who have been really nice guys like Don Owen, who aren't in the Hall of Fame, that you know wrestlers will vote for who worked for him that like him, but the territory was not as effective as other places. And look, the Crocketts aren't in. There's a lot of different reasons why you know guys are you know make it in and into the Hall of Fame and how they are viewed amongst all these different groups. So I don't think there's ever been a promoter, you know, every promoter that's in the Hall of Fame right now, from Eddie Quinn, who just went in this year, who had a long time in Montreal, to all of the other ones, they all deserve their spot there. They really do.
The phone number is 425-488-0525. That is 425-488-0525. Toll free, 844-411-5411. Text messages to 425-780-7566. All of these numbers are available all the time on the front page of WrestlingObserver.com. No call screener when you call these lines. Just ring the phone, and if you hear the show, you're next. So just hang out and make sure you extinguish your listening device. And if it's busy or you get a voicemail or something weird, try again. To the studio line, you're on the air. Who is this and where are you calling from?
Hey, Brian and Mike. It's Danny Hernandez.
Yes, Danny.
Hope you guys enjoyed your weekend of MMA and conspiracy theories over the light over Los Angeles.
Tonight, After Dark Radio.
That's right. Got to tune in. It's going to be good. But my question is, because I listened to you, Brian, with Dave, about how Roman needs like another foil so he can get cheered. Like, his view is with the authorities. So whoever, like, does authority need to find a new chosen one, like, to be, like, their, like, wrestler versus Roman? Because, like, on Monday, like, they had that segment with Kevin Owens and Seth Rollins where he, like, the line was, like, you owe me a favor. Like, they can totally retcon, like, Kevin Owens could be the new authority backer, you know?
Well, you're right. You know what I would prefer, though?
What?
If the authority and their authority figures and their chosen one were all gone. I'm done with it.
No, that's not happening. That's
it's not been
happening.
Years. You know what? This is the perfect opportunity. I'm glad you called because I want to talk about this Seth Rollins injury. Seth Rollins is gone past Mania. Randy Orton is gone past Mania. John Cena may not be back until mid-December and maybe January on television. Who even knows when he's going to be back on television? But there's a lot of guys gone. Brock Lesnar is in the wilds of Canada. Who knows where he is or when he's going to be back? This is their chance to totally revamp the show from top to bottom. Get rid of that boring 20-minute promo at the beginning of every single solitary show. Get rid of this goofy heel authority angle. How about the authority just decides, you know what? Seth is gone. Corporate Kane has been kidnapped and abused by the Wyatts or whatever the goofy storyline is. You know what? It's time to take our company back. And they go babyface and they make the right decision for the fans in brief segments. You rarely ever see them. Listen, we don't have to worry about Triple H and Seth Rollins anymore. It ain't going to happen. Who knows what's going to be going on at WrestleMania with Triple H and The Rock? I don't know what's going on. All I know is now's the chance to turn the whole thing upside down. It's already been turned halfway upside down. Just go all the way and let's have a brand new show.
Bring back Brad Maddox.
Let's not go that far.
Who will bring back Damian Sandow.
This is not what I was thinking about when I thought of turning everything upside down.
Hey, I'll say this, though. Damian Sandow, who is, I guess, working house shows under his old gimmick, would be a welcome addition.
What's his old gimmick?
Well, being the you're welcome.
You know, oh, I see.
When he was actually effective, even though he made something out of nothing with the Miz bit. But, you know, it's like they keep screwing up with Wade Barrett. You know, here's a chance to bring another guy back who I think people would, you know, they have no problem cheering him. They have no problem booing him. Give him something to work with. Damian Sandow, great example. You know, when Rusev comes back, however long that is, great example. Forget about it, what was in the past. Let's go forward because he's still a person that people actually have, you know, some feeling for, where it's obvious Sheamus to a lot of people doesn't, and seemingly Alberto Del Rio is one of those guys as well, too.
Let's go to the studio line. You're on the air. Who is this and where are you calling from?
Hi, this is John from Philly.
Yes, John.
I got a comment and a question. Comment upon something you brought up on the Brian and Vinny show about Roman Reigns and how he's basically screwed, because I agree that he has momentum right now, but it's momentum because everyone is just so annoyed by Seth Rollins. But now, with this whole thing going down, Seth Rollins didn't lose the title. He's going to be stripped of it again, sort of like Daniel Bryan was. And I can't think of a person or a scenario where people aren't going to think that Roman Reigns is the chosen one again. And I just think he's screwed. I don't think there's any way you can overcome that story with him right now.
Well,
my question,
Sheamus.
Okay. Yeah,
Sheamus.
But that's turn off the TV.
well, it is. Why. But that's the guy. That's a guy where I think Sheamus to the fans will be the greater of the two evils. And I think that if Roman Reigns feuds with Sheamus, he will be cheered. I don't want to see this.
I know sometimes they say, oh, well, people who complain, well, they're going to be watching next week. Well, if that's the case, if Sheamus versus Roman Reigns, I'm not going to be watching.
Well, I hold on. I do say, okay. I do say, there. Listen, There's a lot of very vocal fans on the internet. You know how many times I've heard someone say, I'm not watching anymore. I quit. I'm giving up on Raw. Anybody who says that on the internet, I shouldn't say anybody, but the vast majority of them, you're going to keep watching. Because if you care enough to go on the internet and message boards and rant about Raw, it's going to be very, very hard to drive you off. If you look at the ratings and the viewership for Raw, guess what? A lot of people have been driven off. And if you ask me, maybe I'm wrong. I'm sure there's some on the internet. Don't get me wrong. It's not like it's zero. And you may end up being one of them if they feud with Sheamus and Roman Reigns. But most of the people that disappear, that stop watching Raw, they just quietly go away. They don't tell the world. They don't go on the internet. They don't post on our message board. They just stop. And we've seen a lot of that of late.
That is true. My question is about the Observer Hall of Fame and about, just real quickly, about Daniel Bryan. I thought it was interesting that he received such a low vote among active wrestlers. And I was wondering if you happen to have gotten to any contact with any active wrestlers, and have you heard any word on possibly why they did or did not vote for him?
Well, part of the problem is I don't know who has a ballot. Dave does. And so I wouldn't even know who to ask about whether they did or did not vote for Daniel Bryan. I don't know why. I mean, the only thing that I can figure is that Daniel Bryan is like 34 years old, and maybe all of the active wrestlers in their mind, that's too young to be voted into the Hall of Fame. Maybe the active wrestlers, you have to remember, there's 10 slots on the ballot, and there's a whole bunch of people that you can vote for. So it could be that many, many active wrestlers voted for 10 people and he didn't make the cut, and they figured that A, he's young, and B, he's probably going to go in someday anyway, so why vote for him now? I have no way of knowing. It is a little weird, but he got way more of the vote than CM Punk, who had a terrible voting percentage.
Which I think is just completely ridiculous, but that's for another call. All right, well, you have a good Sunday.
All right, thank you very much for the call. Very much appreciate that. All of the numbers online, WrestlingObserver.com. Give us a call, send us your text messages, whatever's on your mind. Observer Live, Sports Byline USA, Radio Network.
Sports fans, football season is here, and it's time to get in on the action. MyBookie.lv, an industry-leading website, is offering a 50% bonus when you join and deposit today. Are you sick and tired of getting the runaround when you ask for a payout? Come join MyBookie.lv. With decades of expertise, no hassle payouts, and no fine print, you'll experience the greatest customer service in the business, guaranteed. Did the game already start? Don't sweat it. MyBookie offers in-game live action on all your favorite sporting events. Call 844-900-2387 or visit us online at mybookie.lv to open an account and claim your 50% bonus. Pull out your smartphone to sign up with our user-friendly mobile site for adrenaline on demand. What are you waiting for? Get in the game. Call now to claim your 50% bonus before it's gone. That's 844-900-2387 or go online to mybookie.lv to open an account and start winning today. Only the biggest, only the best, only at mybookie.lv. Sign up today.
Steiner Sports is the largest, most trusted sports memorabilia company in the country, carrying game-used memorabilia, autographed and unsigned items from hundreds of teams and athletes. Celebrate the 2015 World Series champion Kansas City Royals by shopping the collection at steinersports.com/royalswin. For a limited time, receive 25% off any unsigned items such as man cave and home signs, World Series team photos, and more. Enter promo code ROYALS25 at checkout. That's ROYALS25 at steinersports.com/royalswin.
Billions of dollars continue funding every single year to businesses all across this greatest nation on God's green earth. This is Michael Medved for BusinessLoansNow.com, where they don't focus on personal credit. Funding can be used for payroll, equipment, added cash flow, and startups. If your business could use up to $500,000 within just a couple of days or up to $5 million within a week, I encourage you to visit BusinessLoansNow.com. Find out how much your business could qualify for. That's BusinessLoansNow.com.
Tired of calls, levies, and liens from the IRS or hiring others who don't get the job done? Call Wall & Associates and you'll never talk to the IRS again. The IRS has a program to eliminate tax debt, and Wall & Associates professionals are trained to maximize its benefits for you. You always speak with a live person with real support and real knowledge. We've helped thousands of taxpayers like you settle their tax debt with the IRS for a fraction of what they owe. We solve tax problems. Call Wall & Associates now, 800-480-5708. We have the professionals who know how to solve tax problems. If you owe money to the IRS, your tax problems are not going away by themselves, and the passage of time will only make matters worse. Act now, before it's too late. Call Wall & Associates right now to speak to a professional tax relief agent. Call 800-480-5708. That's 800-480-5708. Again, 800-480-5708.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back here on Wrestling Observer Live, Brian Alvarez here, WrestlingObserver.com, joined by Mike Sempervivi, also of WrestlingObserver.com. Got a note this weekend about WWE breaking ground. For those of you that saw the last show, there was some controversy about it. Some people liked it, some people really hated it. And one of the things that people didn't like about it was the storyline that Dana Brooke is on the bubble. Dana Brooke may be cut. And of course, if you've watched NXT, she's already on the NXT roster. She's gotten better every single week she's been on the show. She's got a lot of personality. She's getting better in the ring. And very obviously, she's going to make it. And the way it was explained to me was, nobody should get too mad. At the end of the day, it's a reality show. And the story of the show is going to be essentially Dana Brooke being Eva. In the sense that Dana Brooke is going to prove everybody wrong over the X number of weeks that Breaking Ground airs, and she will be the success story of the series. So that's why she was, at the beginning, portrayed as someone who, oh, she may not make it. She better turn things around or she's in trouble. And they will show her progression, and how at the end of the day, there she is on NXT, a big star. It's a reality show, everybody. Don't get too mad. That's how it was explained to me.
Executive producers, how much reality can you really have shoved into a half hour or so? It's a TV show. It's nothing more than a TV show. It does give, again, WWE Network needed new programming. It needed original programming. And I think compared to some of the other things that they've done, it is really well shot. It's, again, they are... It's a junior version of what HBO does. It's a junior version of what the NFL Films does and places like that. But it's a start. And I think for the average fan, I think it's a show they could probably get into. The average wrestling fan, that is, not the mainstream USA type of viewer. But for the average wrestling fan, and especially one who's young coming up, I think it's very accessible. If you are really peeling back the onion of the business, I think you'd take it for what it's worth.
To the studio line, you're on the air. Who is this and where are you calling from?
This is John from Memphis, who on Friday got a ticket to WrestleMania next year.
Oh, really? Where are you at?
Somewhere in the club level. It's really hard to tell. I can't really remember the number right now, but I'm going about the sadness of the most depressing thing about Seth Rollins' injury, aside from the fact that a really good talent is out of action past what will probably be one of the biggest WrestleManias of all time. This title reign has been pretty terrible, and the fact that in the end the title was vacated instead of having someone get put over in the end, it kind of really makes the thing even worse.
Well, let me just jump in here to say, I can understand that if you just go ahead and present Roman Reigns the title or something like that, but no matter who it is, if you put him over strong or as strong as you possibly can at Survivor Series and then that coming Monday night, I think that's about as good as you can do. I'd rather have that happen than have some lame, you know, finish to a title match that flips the title.
Maybe they could just present it to Triple H.
It's been done.
Has been done.
Ouch. Forgot about that.
Well, you know what? Let me say one thing about it as well. It is bad in the sense that I think that Roman Reigns is going to get the title, and Roman Reigns is the chosen one, and he's been the chosen one in Vince and Hunter's minds for a long time, and so I think when he wins a title, he's going to be the champion for a long time. If that were not the case, I do think that there is a great built-in storyline here. Seth Rollins did an interview on WWE.com, and he was talking about how he considers himself still the champion. He never lost the belt. He thanked all the fans for all of their support. He said that when he returns, he is going to consider the man who holds the belt the interim champion, and he is coming back to regain his spot as the man. This is a total babyface promo. This would be the easiest babyface storyline for him to return and take on some dastardly heel who's held the title in the meantime, and Seth comes back as a babyface to try to win it from him. Only problem is, I can't see them doing that storyline with Roman Reigns as the babyface champion.
I guess it just depends on what situation they're in at the time. If Roman Reigns has been tied up with hot people or something like that, and again,
hot people like Eva?
Again, you know, you've got characters who have hot streaks going. Then you don't have to worry about it as much, and you can bring him back. Because, look, it's Triple H, even though we make jokes about it, Triple H and Stephanie are heels. They're always going to end up being heels on TV. That's just how that whole thing is going to go. And there's still a lot of loose ends. If you want to look at it, they could be dropped forever, sure, but there's a lot of those that could be tied up with a babyface Seth Rollins coming back. You know, you never had... You know, somebody's got to be the big bad guy. Somebody's got to be the authorities on the authorities' heel side. And, you know, hopefully there's more than one, which if Roman Reigns is tied up with one, Seth Rollins could certainly be tied up with another one trying to get back at Triple H, which, again, depending on when he comes back, you could be building that up towards next year's SummerSlam if you wanted to.
This person here on text message said, should they bring back John Laurinaitis and People Power? No. Let's skip that one.
Vicky Guerrero?
I wouldn't be totally opposed, but when I say let's turn everything upside down, that means let's do something new that we have not
Teddy
done
Long,
before.
Teddy Long, tag team matches, player.
Teddy Long.
Haven't seen those in a while. That's new.
Rich in Pittsburgh says, what does Chase Owens bring to the Bullet Club other than holding trash cans for Kenny Omega?
Losses. Somebody's got to take them. Why not Chase Owens? I don't know if it's a hat tip to the NWA. I don't know. I'm not as... anti Chase Owens as a lot of people are. He doesn't really fit. I think, you know, Adam and Summers and I did a big audio nightmare that'll be up on the site either late tonight or at some point tomorrow morning where we talk about it. We talk about that show, and he can't keep up with the Young Bucks. He can't keep up with Seidel and Ricochet. He is better served to be a tag partner or taking the loss in matches that go a little bit slower. And that's what he's there for.
Are you talking about Chase Owens? Or are they talking about Adam Summers?
No, either one. They're both there to take losses, and they do a good job of it. No, but again, that's all Owens is there for. I don't know if it's a hat tip to the NWA because they're not a focus right now. I don't know what it is exactly, but it's good for Owens in that he's gaining experience. It's a great opportunity for him, but does he fit in the mix? No, but does somebody have to be the Louis Spicoli or the, you know, there's got to be somebody that's going NWO black and white, and it just happens to be Chase Owens.
Let's go to the studio line. You're on the air. Who is this and where are you calling from?
It's John from Arkansas.
Yes, John.
I kind of have to chime in partially there. Yeah, I don't think Chase Owens fits, but I do like the young man, and I think it's going to be a valuable learning experience for him. And to go on to the recent topic of our WWE discussion, as I was telling noted journalist Mike Mooningham, I think that this is going to force WWE to re-examine all their creative processes and their booking concepts, and I think that's a good thing. Hopefully, they make wise choices and they do flip the script around of what they normally have done in the past. Let's eliminate all this authority figures thing. I have a concept that would be refreshing. How about we go back to something that worked from the past? Let's try the introduction of manager characters. That way people who can't physically perform, you know, in that sense, who may have good verbal gifts can be utilized and still be a productive member of the roster.
Who are you thinking about?
I would say The Miz could work as a manager.
So his physical issue is that he sucks in the ring?
That might be part of it.
Huh.
Shoot, you could bring him and his wife back together and do something with both of them in some sort of sense. You know, you could get some play out of that. I mean, make them both overbearing and obnoxious. You know, you got something to run with.
You know, I don't mind The Miz when he's doing his talking segments, and I think that Miz doing talking segments, and once every month or two, he does some sort of goofy match where a pumpkin is involved, and he is a comedy heel foil, is a perfectly fine role for The Miz. And I appreciate the call, John, and the idea. I just think that the larger issue right now is not managers or anything else. It's just, I'm ready for something different. I'm ready for some new guys. I'm ready for a show that looks and feels different and is formatted differently. I don't think we're going to get it, but now's the time.
Yeah, you're right. And I think he's right in a way about managers. I mean, we're going into Survivor Series time where we remember back fondly, if you're from that era of like the Heenan family and things like that, where, you know, they wanted the title. They were threats to get to someone or something over something that Bobby Heenan wanted or something that they wanted, and they banded together and they were after a common goal, and it was always somebody's turn, and you had these rotating guys that if they couldn't talk, you know, even if they could talk, it didn't matter. It was a great accessory and a great tool, and Paul Heyman has proven it. There are other people that are more than capable enough to do it. And when they haven't done something in a long time, it makes it new again. So if they are able to do something like that, it would be great. Do I think they will? Unfortunately not.
Dante here says, what about a six-man tournament? You could have Cesaro versus Ambrose and Sheamus versus Reigns. Owens and Del Rio get a bye to the semis as champions. Belts have some credibility. Ambrose beats Cesaro, Reigns beats Sheamus, semis, Owens beats Ambrose, Reigns beats Del Rio, main event, finals, Reigns outlasts Owens in a hard-fought victory, and then Sheamus comes out, cashes in briefcase, wins the title. What are your thoughts? Honestly, if you asked me, I do think that Sheamus is going to cash in at Survivor Series, but I think that Roman Reigns is going to beat him and not lose the title.
Yeah, and I like that scenario, and I'm fine with how it's actually set up. I think it's great, and I think you can make Reigns look really strong in it without hurting. I think you don't hurt Owens too much in that because you would always have Ambrose come out to do something there. Alberto Del Rio, hey, you know, it is what it is. You know, losing to the world champion or a guy who would become the world champion, though, I don't think would be any bad deal. And it doesn't really matter anyway since he's earmarked for Cena, so, you know, it doesn't really matter, I guess. I like that idea. Just at the end of it, I think, unfortunately, with the situation, look, he's been teaming up with Wade Barrett, for Christ's sakes. Roman Reigns has got to beat Sheamus, I think, if he cashes in right now.
Studio line, you're on the air. Who is this and where are you calling from?
This is Eric in Chicago.
Yes, Eric.
I want to see what you guys think about if they just go with Roman Brock 2 as the tournament finals. I think it's time. I think Roman is where they want him to be. It's the biggest match they can do right now, probably the best match they can do right now. If you want, you can only play Brock for one extra date or two if you want to write him off on Monday. Now, I know the downside is that there was no build, but if you recall, the build for the last match pretty much sucked for the most part, a bunch of tug-of-war, stuff like that. And with this plan, what other man in history has had like five matches in one night, win the title, and possibly defended? You could have Sheamus cash in and Roman beat him too. I think that if you really want to get him over, there you go.
Well, let me talk about this scenario. Number one, I just don't know if they can find Brock. It's hunting season. He's in the wild. I wasn't making that up. He's in the wilds of Canada right now. They would have to locate him, number one. They'd have to pay him to come in to do this. Now, one thing that I would like to add is that I don't know this for sure, but I've been given the impression that Lesnar Reigns is not one of the plans for Mania this year. And so if it's not, maybe now is the time to do it. We'll talk about this more after the break. Take your calls, text messages, and more. Observer Live, Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
Today, more than ever, Americans need a means to protect their life savings. With a troubled economy and government spending out of control, they've been forced to promote loose money policies, which decreases the value of the dollar and promotes inflation. Birch Gold Group can help you protect your savings by rolling over all or a portion of your IRA or 401k into an IRA backed by physical gold. Take advantage of the best gold prices in years and enjoy the long-term hedge against inflation that gold provides by moving into a gold IRA from Birch Gold Group, the precious metal IRA specialists. Call Birch Gold Group today for a free consultation on how a tax-free rollover to a gold IRA can offer stability, protection, and the peace of mind that your life savings, which you've worked so hard to build, is safe. Call 888-221-0010 and receive Birch Gold's free information kit, which offers the best-kept secrets for safeguarding your savings with gold. Call 888-221-0010. That's 888-221-0010.
We all know healthcare has changed drastically. It's quite the puzzle to sort through your options and find a health insurance plan that's affordable and maximizes your benefits. And you're now required by law to have health insurance or you may pay a tax penalty. So let the Health Markets Insurance Agency help you. They offer plans from over 120 different companies and can even help you obtain government subsidies. Let them do all the research for you and show you how affordable health insurance can be, a service that's at no extra cost to you. Call now and learn your options to find affordable health insurance. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242.
Health Markets Insurance Agency is a DBA or assumed name of InSphere Insurance Solutions, Inc., which is a licensed insurance agency in all 50 states and D.C. Not all agents are licensed to sell all products. Service availability varies by state.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for prescription drugs? Well, we have great news. Now you can finally get prescription drugs at huge discounts from Canada Drug Center. That's right, the most popular drugs for cholesterol, high blood pressure, depression, diabetes, arthritis, and many more are now up to 75% off. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices when you can get brand name drugs at the lowest price? Call today and get up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs. Never pay high prices again. Get the most popular drugs at huge sales. Savings from our Canadian and international pharmacies and fulfillment centers. No insurance? No problem. Prices are so low you do not need benefits or insurance to get all your prescriptions fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting to take your call now. Order today and get free shipping. Just call 800-950-1180. Up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs and free shipping. Call 800-950-1180. That's 800-950-1180.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Gomez here says, would you bring in any surprise talent into the tournament, non-WWE? He suggests Kurt Angle, Rob Van Dam, or AJ Styles. Well, not going to be AJ Styles. He's under contract to New Japan. It's not going to be Kurt Angle. He's under contract to TNA through January. I guess you could bring in Rob Van Dam, but I don't think there are going to be that many people in the tournament. I'll tell you what I would not do for sure is debut somebody from NXT in the tournament because maybe I'm old school, but I firmly believe that you should never debut somebody unless they are going to debut with a victory, and preferably a bunch of victories. To debut somebody in a world title tournament and they lose and they're out, I don't think that does anybody any favors.
No, absolutely agree with that. Absolutely agree with that. And it's just not, you know, yes, they need to create new stars. Bringing somebody up from NXT, putting him in the tournament, I don't think helps anybody out right now, either the people in the tournament or the person coming up. And as far as like a Rob Van Dam goes, I guess you could do something like that because you're thin right now. As long as he takes the loss, it's like the Dudleys coming back. I think they've done a good job working with the New Day. I think they were there as a stopgap to get to the New Day back to the Usos. And I think the Lucha Dragons may have been a sleight of hand in there too. But now that the Usos are back, you know, the Dudleys didn't win the titles, and it probably, in hindsight, should have been that way. I know people can say Madison Square Garden, they should have won it, but frankly, they moved the title around too much and gives a little bit of extra credibility to the New Day, and I'm all for that.
We're here 2 hours live today. When we come back, we'll be taking your phone calls, emails, etc. Everything is up on the front page of WrestlingObserver.com. You can also tweet me at Brian Alvarez. Mike is at Semper Vivi. Sports Byline at Sports Byline USA. Back in 7 with another hour of pro wrestling and mixed martial arts live. Wrestling Observer Live, Sports Byline USA, Radio Network.
USA Radio News, I'm Richard Strong.
You're a racist!
Who the hell is... I knew this was going to happen. Who is that?
Trump's a racist!
The Donald takes it well on Saturday Night Live.
That was scripted. That was... believe me, I want to have that scripted. I want to know what's coming when it comes to that stuff.
Trump on Fox News on Sunday morning.
There's a big crowd of people watching last night, I would imagine, I guess. The ratings will come out, and I think the ratings will be very high.
And he's right. NBC says the show scored a 6.6 rating. That's just a number, so here's a better way of expressing it. That is 47% higher than SNL's previous record for the season, which was the Hillary Clinton-Miley Cyrus episode. Trump's appearance is the top overnight Nielsen rating for the show since 2012. This is USA Radio News.
Get your Plenty card at Exxon or Mobil and start earning points at lots of places.
So I get points for filling up at Exxon?
You sure do.
What about getting coffee at Mobil?
Points.
Streaming TV shows on Hulu?
Definitely.
Points on my AT&T wireless bill?
Yep.
Buying soap?
At Rite Aid.
Buying you a birthday present?
Points at Macy's.
Visiting your parents?
No. You get marriage points.
Oh.
Exxon and Mobil are the only fuel brands that are part of Plenty, the rewards program that lets you earn points at one place and use them at another. Join Plenty for free through a participating Exxon or Mobil station today. Terms and limitations apply. See Plenty.com/partners for details.
Did you know the government is scheming to seize your retirement and bank accounts? Hi, David Fisher, CEO of Landmark Capital Gold Group. Get the facts in a white paper called How to Protect Your Retirement and Bank Accounts from Government Seizure. Transfer your 401k or IRA into physical gold and silver and take possession with no tax liability. Call Landmark Capital at 844-715-9411. That's 844-715-9411 or landmarkgold.com.
More and more U.S. officials say they believe a bomb downed a Russian plane over Syria, one intelligence official telling CNN he's 99% certain it was ISIS. The head of the Egyptian commission handling the investigation says no conclusions have been drawn yet.
The initial observation of the aircraft wreckage does not yet allow for identifying the origin of the in-flight breakup.
Two voices from Congress now say they believe it was an ISIS attack that downed the jet. Texas Representative Michael McCaul on Fox News Sunday.
You're looking at ISIS now putting bombs on airplanes, which concerns me greatly, not just for Russian airlines, but quite frankly, American-bound flights into the United States.
And Senator Dianne Feinstein on Meet the Press.
There's a strong probability it was. I can't say it's dead bang certain, but there's a strong probability that it was.
Russia's state broadcasting agency says 54 victims have been identified. 224 were on board, all killed. This is USA Radio News.
The more you learn about your insurance coverage, the more gaps you might find. Like how you thought you were covered for this.
Check out my new addition.
Wow, I love this new master bedroom.
When you're really only covered for this.
Check out my new addition.
Wow, a Murphy bed.
Now you see it. Now you don't.
Or how you may be covered if you drive your car into a pool.
That pool came out of nowhere.
But not if you drive a carpool. Talk to a farmer's agent about what gaps might be hiding in your insurance.
We are farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
The U.S. Census Bureau reports that while most of the U.S. population speaks only English or Spanish at home, our nation has become a melting pot for other languages.
The latest report from the U.S. Census Bureau reveals the wide range of language diversity now in America. In fact, at least 350 languages are spoken in U.S. homes. Eric Vikstrom, a statistician at the U.S. Census Bureau, tells us the top 15 metro areas of the nation have something in common.
They all have over 100 different languages spoken in each of these metro areas, ranging from about 192 in New York, Atlanta 146 spoken. So you can see that these major metropolitan areas, not only do they have high numbers of people speaking a language other than English, but they also have a lot of speakers of a lot of different languages.
Los Angeles was found to have at least 185 languages, Phoenix with 163. I'm John Clemens.
I can't seem to find my toothbrush, so I'll pick one up when I go out today. Other than that, I'm in good shape.
It is the 25th anniversary of A Christmas Classic. In 1990, Home Alone became a hit film. It's still watched by millions today. In celebration of the 25th anniversary, Home Alone will be shown in select theaters for two nights, November 8th and 11th. HD concert halls across the country will screen the movie, and symphony orchestras will perform the movie's Academy Award-nominated musical score in sync with the film. I'm Richard Strong, USA Radio News.
Are you an inventor who would like to try to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to companies, but you don't know what to do next? Call for free information from InventHelp. InventHelp, a leading inventor service company, has been helping inventors since 1984 and has sales offices located in more than 60 cities nationwide. You'll want to talk to the company that has helped secure more than 7,000 invention patents. So call InventHelp. Even if you have an idea for improving an existing product and don't know where to go with it, you'll still want to call InventHelp for free information. You'll find out how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to companies. So call now.
Call InventHelp at 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. Get your free information by dialing 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. 1-800-316-1738.
Live from San Francisco on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network, you are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with your hosts, Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi.
Are you ready? Are you ready? Let's get it on!
How's it going, everybody? Brian Alvarez here on Wrestling Observer Live, here every day, Monday through Friday, noon Pacific, 3 Eastern, Sunday, 3 Pacific, 6 Eastern, Sports Byline, USA Radio Network, Sirius Satellite Radio, the American Forces Network, Cable Radio Network, iHeartRadio, iTunes, TuneIn Radio, list goes on and on, the most listened to daily pro wrestling and mixed martial arts radio show in the world. And by the way, that includes Saturdays. We are on Sports Byline USA every single solitary day, Saturday morning, 10 a.m. Pacific, also a replay at 5 Pacific. And, of course, Monday through Friday, 3 Pacific, or 3 Eastern, noon Pacific. Anyway, a lot of news today. Let's just stop wasting everybody's time. In the next segment, we're going to talk about this New Japan Power Struggle show. This was a great show, and one of my favorite matches of the entire year. There was good and bad in Tomohiro Ishii versus Tomoaki Hanma. This was a battle of two tough guys who decided, now's the time to kill each other. And they beat the ever-loving hell out of each other, Tomohiro Ishii winning to retain the NEVER Openweight title. I thought this match was awesome. The Dragon Gate match. Did we talk about this match last week, Mike?
I don't think we did, actually.
It was a very, very good match. Dave said it was by far the best match of 2015. People had told him that. I thought this Ishii versus Hanma match was better. It is available on njpwworld.com, as are all of the New Japan shows, including on November 14th, it'll be the Tenryu retirement show. Tenryu versus Kazuchika Okada is the main event. It's a legend show. As Dave phrased it last night, every legend they can find who can still walk is going to be working on this show. And that's coming up in a while. We'll talk New Japan, WWE, take your phone calls, emails, text messages, and more after the break. Wrestling Observer Live on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
Steiner
Carrier Sports is the largest, most trusted sports memorabilia company in the country, carrying game-used memorabilia, autographed and unsigned items from hundreds of teams and athletes. Celebrate the 2015 World Series champion Kansas City Royals by shopping the collection at steinersports.com/royalswin. For a limited time, receive 25% off any unsigned items such as man cave and home signs, World Series team photos, and more. Enter promo code Royals25 at checkout. That's Royals25 at steinersports.com/royalswin.
Business Loans Now is most known for 60-minute approvals and same-day funding for businesses across this greatest nation on God's green earth. This is Michael Medved for Business Loans Now, where your business cash flow is way more important than personal credit. Funding can be used for cash flow, equipment, payroll, and startups. Business Loans Now can also help with additional funding if your business has recently been underfunded by another lender. To find out how much your business could qualify for, I encourage you to visit businessloansnow.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
Right now to sign up for packages starting as low as $24.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
Cancel the cable. Cut costs and get more.
Call now. 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation
at 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895.
We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895. That's 800-760-4895.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back here on Wrestling Observer Live, Brian Alvarez here, WrestlingObserver.com, joined by Mike Sempervivi, also of WrestlingObserver.com. If you missed the first hour, the phone numbers, studio line 425-488-0525, toll free 844-411-5411, and send us text messages at 425-780-7566. We're here for another hour today, live on Sports Byline USA, and let's head to the studio line. You're on the air. Who is this, and where are you calling from?
This is Daryl from Yonkers, New York.
Yes, Daryl.
Yes. I know I'm a little late to this, but I cannot put over New Japan on Access enough. I thought that the Mauro Ranallo and, oh my God, I'm blanking on his name.
Josh Barnett.
Josh Barnett, thank you. Their call of Nakamura and it was very, very good. I don't even know if a bad commentary team can ruin a match like that.
They can.
Their call was very good.
They can. But yes, those two are unbelievable.
Okay, but... But this leads me to my other point. No, that guy Dave Meltzer, he's on. You may have a point. That Dragon Gate match was much better. I mean, anyone
really?
Within the sound, it was much better. Anyone within the sound of my voice, I say to you, who are you to doubt Dave Meltzer?
Well, who are you to have your own opinion?
Fair enough. Thank you for taking my call.
Thank you very much for the call. Very much appreciate that. Yeah, it was Mochizuki's match. Mochizuki is 45 years old. Mochizuki versus Shingo. It was great. Don't get me wrong. It was great. Maybe I'd heard too much about it going in, but I thought the Ishii match was better. I was very impressed at Mochizuki putting on that performance at 45. Looks great, but I love that Ishii match. Mike, what did you think of Power Struggle?
Well, see, you're wrong. I hate to let you know
what?
That. But it's unfortunate again, but I will be proven right just by speaking these words. I'll say this. I have always been a fan. I am a fan of Ishii matches. They are great. When it comes to the end of the year, when it comes to matches like at the end of the G1, that he's had a lot of great ones. They're also, the cringeworthy factor is so high in them, unfortunately, that it actually brings me down a little bit. And you're talking about somebody who grew up on the Blade in Mid-Atlantic and in Baltimore, where there was a lot of blood. I loved a lot of the sport. I loved Mid-South wrestling. That was very rough and tumble. But at this point, I mean, to me, they didn't do anything any different than in any of the other matches that they have, which have been very good, except for ramp up, slamming their heads into each other. Filthy Tom Lawler, put out a tweet that said, you know, after watching, I think I have a concussion again, basically, after I watched Mochizuki and Shingo and the guys, I'm sorry, Minoru Suzuki and Takashi Sugiura from the week before. And they were two very hard-hitting matches. That's absolutely true. But I think if you don't kill each other on a nightly basis, I think when it's time to have a big show, when it's time to actually lay it all out, I think you can do that. And in the case of Noah, when it comes to Minoru Suzuki, he has laid to waste Takayama. He's laid to waste the entire company. Sugiura had to go out there, and basically he's defending his livelihood. Suzuki-Gun has gone in. They have taken over. They have gotten legitimate real heat from Noah fans. They have turned the company upside down, and they run the show. This was Sugiura, like a lot of guys, that he was bringing it all out on the table. So I can accept a little bit more when it comes to forearms to the jaw and slaps to the face and things like that, and a little bit, you know, rougher. I can accept that. Mochizuki, 45 years old. This is the, you know, he's a generation right above Shingo, you know, and he's having his last chance. He is literally throwing everything that he has out there on this younger guy. You know, this is his last chance for the title. He's been pushed around. He's been beaten on. He's thrown it all out there, and he throws it all, and then Shingo comes back a little bit, but then Mochizuki stormed back, and Shingo had to fight back a little bit more, and then ultimately Mochizuki failed. I can accept having the violence ramped up a little bit more with that. What Ishii and Hanma are doing, it is very exciting for the crowd. They are great stories. They have tons of charisma. They are very unique characters, and it is it has been a very cool feud. But the matches have been so cringeworthy because they have just thrown their heads into each other. I mean, forget about the work of the, you know, Hanma missing the headbutt off the top rope where he falls and can at least hold his chest up. They're slamming their heads into each other like they're rams, like this. And it's just, unfortunately, it takes me out of it a little bit. The matches are great. If you want to say that they're your matches of the year, great. I guess I can't argue it too much, but at least for me, that is so passe, and I am so past that level and that type of the violence that I no thank you.
So what am I wrong about now?
Just the fact that you said it was the match of the year.
No, I didn't
like
say that.
Most of the other things,
I didn't
it's
say
made
that.
You wrong.
I didn't say that. I said I thought it was better than the Shingo match.
Brian, I think we've seen in the last few weeks, your opinion is wrong.
Wow. Well, the caller agreed with me, Mike, might add.
Who are you to doubt Dave Meltzer?
Actually, he did disagree with me. Somebody else agreed with me.
By the way, I will disagree with Dave Meltzer. Dave said this was the greatest single performance of he's ever seen, ever, which was...
Who are you to doubt Dave, Mike? Come on.
I know. But I will say this. It was, when it comes to that Mochizuki match, when you can find it on Daily Motion, it goes about 25 minutes or so with Shingo. It is pretty much the exact way you would tell that story in that match, and that old dude throwing it all out there yet coming up short. It really is a great match. Even though you already know the result, completely worth it to watch if you get the chance.
All right. Twitter at Brian Alvarez, text messages 425-780-7566. Which match was better if you saw both of them? You are allowed to doubt myself or Dave Meltzer, and especially Mike. I want to hear everyone's opinion about what match you thought was better.
Dada 5,000 fights from over the weekend do not count in this.
He didn't fight. He got signed to fight.
You don't know that. He could be fighting right now. You don't know what Dada 5,000 would be doing.
That's true. That's true. To the studio line, you're on the air. Who is this and where are you calling from?
Ian from San Antonio.
Yes, Ian.
Okay. Well, I have not seen either one of those matches, but from what you guys have described.
Was that a smoke detector?
I'm sorry?
Was that a smoke detector?
That is a smoke detector.
Change the batteries, dude. This is your life's on the line.
It still works.
Well, I can hear that, but I'm not sure how long your hearing is still going to work with that beeping.
It's been like that for like years. It'll be fine.
Anyway,
but I haven't seen either one of those matches. But from what Brian and you guys, from what you're describing, I think I would enjoy the one that you're talking about, Brian, the Suzuki match.
Suzuki. You know, I wasn't talking about a Suzuki match at all.
Oh, whatever.
The Ishii match.
Yes, there you go, Ishii. I don't know why I said Suzuki. I want to talk about the blood thing though, the blood in wrestling. I hear like a lot of people now, and I'm not like an older fan per se. I mean, I watch a lot of older matches. I try and study up and everything like that from like 70s and 80s, 60s and stuff like that. But, even though like I'm a newer, I guess you could say fan, I'm only 18. I'm a fan of whenever it's done right. I like, you know, blading and stuff like that. And I know a lot of people don't agree with that anymore. And I guess I have the reasons because they say that it's, dangerous and, the refs could have diseases or whatever, which is
barbaric,
true.
I prefer, yes.
Barbaric or whatever. But I disagree with that because I think if you just watch the Undertaker Brock Lesnar match, it made it better. You know, and I know that I'm not saying every match should have blood in it. And I'm saying we should go ECW or anything like that. But I'm just saying that I think whenever it's done right, once or twice a year, I think a match should have blood, especially if you're going to do cage matches and Hell in a Cell matches and you're going to build them as shredding flesh and all that crazy stuff that they like to say that used to be kind of true. At least it was portrayed that way. And
Ian, let me jump in here and say something here real quick as your smoke detector blows my ears out here. Listen, what do they always say about WWE? They say we're making movies. Now,
right?
Can you find a big Hollywood blockbuster in the last two decades, with all of the blood and the violence and the gore and whatnot, that involved one of the actors having to gash himself open with a blade?
Tarantino, maybe.
No. It's all fake blood.
Oh, okay.
I agree with you. I want to thank you very much for the call. I agree that once or twice a year there is nothing wrong with blood. But there should be a way to get color without either hard way punching yourself in the face or slashing yourself open with a razor blade. Fake blood, everybody.
Want to build your business a successful website for free, just like they did for these web.com customers?
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than web.com.
Web.com can have your website built for free and up and running in as little as 7 days. Plus, promote your site on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call now to get your website built for free. If after 30 days you're happy with your new website, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for just one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing. Call 855-254-SITE, 855-254-SITE. 855-254-7483 or go to web.com/radio. There is no upfront charge for building the website, after which the ongoing fee applies. Rights to the website are relinquished upon cancellation unless otherwise purchased.
Do you know which investment has tripled in price since the debt crisis and risen an average 20% a year for 11 years? It's not stocks, not bonds, it's silver. And right now, We at Lear Capital believe silver is poised to hit new record highs. And we're making it easier to own than ever. For a limited time, new customers with $5,000 or more to invest in gold or silver can get up to 10 certified Morgan Silver Dollars absolutely free. That's right, up to 10 100-year-old Morgan Silver Dollars when you invest $5,000 or more. A $600 value free. This offer is available for IRA accounts as well.
Call right now, 800-631-9229, 800-631-9229, 800-631-9229. Call Lear Capital now, 800-631-9229.
Protective Insurance Specialist is a referral service that connects you to a licensed agent. Availability, waiting periods, and limitations vary by state. Not major medical. Certain plans require association membership.
After my husband passed away, we couldn't pay the mortgage, make car payments, or pay bills. Sometimes even having enough food was a problem. All of a sudden, our financial security, gone.
You've made plans for the future. College for the kids, retirement. Have you thought of the unexpected curves life can throw at you? Ask yourself, what if? Wait till something happens to your family, or make sure you're ready with coverage by calling Protectum Insurance Specialists. Get term life insurance, accident insurance, critical illness insurance all in one. Just minutes on the phone. No medical exams, no health questions, and guaranteed acceptance. It's coverage you don't get from your health insurance. Call for a free quote. 800-473-0563. Get cash fast directly to you when you need it and use it for whatever you want. Call toll free. 800-473-0563. 800-473-0563.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Got some text messages here. You can send yours to 425-780-7566. This person wants to know, who should they bring up from NXT? Well, where should I begin? Samoa Joe, who may never be called up, but he's maybe the best guy there. Him and Finn Balor are so awesome. And Balor obviously is going to be called up at some point. Kana, Asuka, she should be called up. She should run roughshod over the women's division, not the divas division. I would say those are the three that stick out most of all, the top of my list, calling them up from NXT. And this person says, should they change the NXT championship holder? I don't know. I think Finn Balor is doing just fine for now.
Although, yeah, I mean, my God, we haven't even gotten to Joe and him yet.
That's right. It's coming. This person says, if Rusev and Lana come back next year, I think the WWE should get Kurt Angle next year and have them feud. What do you think? Well, I don't think they're open to bringing back Kurt Angle. He's 46 years old. And when he left a decade ago, they were worried about his well-being. So I'm pretty sure a decade later, not only would they be worried, although he has not had any of the problems he's been having back in 2006, but he is 10 years older, and you have to pass a physical in order to wrestle. And Daniel Bryan, who is 34 years old, actually he may not even be that old, he may be 33, he's young, he can't get cleared. So my guess would be that Kurt Angle is not getting cleared to return to the ring. And I think that Kurt Angle, if he had his way, would head to Bellator. He's there at Bellator. He's doing commentary. But maybe it's a bucket list thing for him to do one fight. I guess we'll see.
How does he get cleared for that? That blows my mind. And I will say this, though. If they do have
his opponent would be Ken Shamrock, and they're both equally physically wrecked.
Oh, God. But Angle's got to be worse off. He really, really does. But and who knows? Hey, if he can pass the physical, I guess... It's like that whole thing with Evander Holyfield for all those years. You know he shouldn't be fighting, but what can you do if he passes the physical?
Though? When I think of Kurt Angle and Ken Shamrock, yes, Angle's neck is absolutely totally thrashed. But outside of that, I would bet you anything, top to bottom, Ken Shamrock is more of a physical wreck than Kurt Angle.
You think so?
I do think so.
Even with
Ken
the
Shamrock,
atrophy and everything?
He lived a much, much harder life. He has been... I mean, remember what happened to his ankle in that match with Don Fry? And I'm sure his back, I'm sure his I shouldn't say I'm sure about his brain, but, I mean, he's taken many, many, many big-time beatings about the head throughout his career. I would bet that he's in worse shape.
Well, it's possible. I just look at the atrophy that Kurt Angle has suffered, the repeated, you know, neck injuries and everything else, and I just, boy, those guys putting on an exhibition, having fun would be great. Though seeing those guys in a fight would be terrible. And I think if Angle does have, you know, a moment in WWE, it really should only be one match, and it would be him losing to Rusev. I hate to maybe poop on somebody's parade with that, but I think you can use Kurt Angle to talk to a lot of the guys who are down in developmental. I think you can use Kurt Angle to talk to a lot of guys who get recruited. I mean, I think times have changed a little bit in the amateur wrestling community. In fact, they've changed a lot as far as being more open towards professional wrestling and more open towards MMA now than ever before. It's just a new generation, a new era, and new thoughts. And there's always been guys in amateur wrestling. Jay Robinson, Brock Lesnar's coach at Minnesota, was always one who, you know, hey, whatever you do after this is fine with me, and this is something you could do. And he had a good relationship with Jerry Briscoe. And why not have Kurt Angle be in that role of going out to these shows and talking to these kids and helping out kids like Jordan and Gable, who don't have the, you know, very few people have the charisma or the presence that Kurt Angle does or has been through what he's been through. He can relate a lot of that, and he can help a lot of those kids who come from that field out if they so choose. So I hope if he ever goes to WWE, it's in that type of role and definitely not in a role where he wrestles.
Let's go to the toll-free line. You're on the air. Who is this and where are you calling from?
Hey, it's Matt in St. Louis.
Yes, Matt.
Brian, I enjoyed your interview with Dave and Bob Backlund last week. I listened to it twice. I'm getting ready to read his book.
Great book.
Is there any reason why you didn't... Yeah, great book so far. Is there any reason why you didn't ask him about his crazy Hall of Fame speech?
Well, we only had an hour. So the other issue was I was about three quarters of the way done when we did the interview. So everything that I knew to ask him was from the first three quarters of the book. And so I hadn't even read the final few chapters of, I guess, his WWE, his second WWF run when he was Crazy Bob Backlund and everything like that. So, I mean, there's a million questions we could have asked Bob. I didn't get that one.
What do you think, Mike?
I haven't read the book yet, so I don't
know.
Well,
wait, what's your question?
I don't think I'd dog Backlund out and say, well, you know, hey, Bob, take us through that wacky speech you had. I mean, you know, emotion gets involved, and he gets all fired up, and he was being all Bob Backlund, and, you know, I don't know if that would have been a point of interest for the interview.
Well,
for me.
Yeah, let me say one thing. Let me say one thing to the caller here, and I want to thank you very much for the call. I'm glad you enjoyed the interview. If you read the book and if you listen to Bob's interview, I mean, Bob did make it very clear that I was never comfortable talking. All that time that I was the babyface, howdy doody, WWF champion, I was never comfortable talking. And he said that it
was
obvious. His heel run in WWE when he was all Crazy Bob and going out there and just being a wild man and out of his mind, that helped him get comfortable speaking. I have no idea why. That's what he said. So it could have been that Hall of Fame's coming up. My God, I hate public speaking. I can't do it. I get nervous. But you know what? I know I can be Crazy Bob. And so he went out there and he was Crazy Bob, and that's what happened. I'll bet you anything that that's what he would have said. But if we ever get him back on the show, I will ask him about his...
Oh, I bet that's exactly the case. I mean, you know, he was a damn good athlete and a damn good amateur wrestler, and you have to have the ability to turn it on. And I think, you know, he went through so much in his pro career, and towards the end there of the first run with WWF, with everything changing, he didn't want to give up principles or anything like that. And he was a man of those things. Whatever you say about him, he, you know, was a pretty upright human being to the point of being quite boring and howdy-doody-ish much of the time. But I think when he came back, it was, I'm just going to play this role. I think he actually decided to play a role of what he thought a wild man, out of his mind pro wrestler could be. And it was such a cartoon that it worked. And then he just became that guy of flipping the switch to being Mr. Backlund. And it's amazing when you saw him. I hated him. There's a reason Don Morocco was so popular. It was because Bob Backlund was so bad, you know, towards that end run of being champion for the second time before Hulkamania hit. I mean, it was painful to watch sometimes. He was a completely different guy, you know,
second
10
time.
Years later.
Yeah, are you talking about after Inoki?
No, well, I guess I am talking about that. He lost it to, and the hold up against Valentine. I don't know. Maybe I'm.
I don't think they count that one.
Yeah, I'm including that in there too. So my apologies for my geekdom there. But you know, right before Hulkamania hit, I mean, to watch what he was facing Buddy Rose and Morocco and all those guys in those last couple of years compared to what he was on Raw, which in Raw was such a cartoon, and WWF was such a cartoon there. But, man, did he stand out as being something special to the point where, you know, they were able to do the thing with Bret Hart and people believed it and people got into it.
Paul here says the WWE title tournament should be a network special. No, and I'll tell you why. If I owned WWE and the quarterly earnings report just came out and I looked at everything and I saw 1.25 million network subscribers or 1.12 million, whatever the number was, Raw ratings, 18-year low in viewership. That, to me, says this title tournament needs to be on Raw. Right now, to me, Raw bringing those numbers up is a bigger priority than the network number. The network number is going to be stable. I argued this a year ago. This network number is going to remain relatively stable. It is going to have some fluctuations up and down during the post-WrestleMania and fall period every year. It is going to go much, much higher from January through WrestleMania, and then it's going to lower a little. It'll always do this, and it's never going to plunge down below a million or anything like that. I mean, maybe someday if things just totally go wrong, but I don't think, with all of the other companies opening up, it's never going to drop below a million. But these Raw numbers are at an 18-year low. Put something on Raw that's going to get people to watch that show. And that, to me, is this WWE World Title Tournament, which we're going to find out more about tomorrow. It may not even be on Raw. Entire tournament may be a one-night deal at Survivor Series. We're going to find out very, very soon. Text messages, 425-780-7566. Toll-free, 844-411-5411. Studio line, 425-488-0525. We're going to be taking more phone calls after the break. If you missed any of these numbers, they are up and available on the front page of WrestlingObserver.com. We will be right back with more Wrestling Observer Live here on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. Sorry about that. I heard it.
Sports fans, football season is here, and it's time to get in on the action. MyBookie.lv, an industry-leading website, is offering a 50% bonus when you join and deposit today. Are you sick and tired of getting the runaround when you ask for a payout? Come join MyBookie.lv. With decades of expertise, no hassle payouts, and no fine print, you'll experience the greatest customer service in the business, guaranteed. Did the game already start? Don't sweat it. MyBookie offers in-game live action on all your favorite sporting events. Call 844-900-2387 or visit us online at mybookie.lv to open an account and claim your 50% bonus. Pull out your smartphone to sign up with our user-friendly mobile site for adrenaline on demand. What are you waiting for? Get in the game. Call now to claim your 50% bonus before it's gone. That's 844-900-2387 or go online to mybookie.lv to open an account and start winning today. Only the biggest, only the best, only at mybookie.lv. Sign up today.
Hey there, travelers. You going somewhere? Need a hotel? Then call Hotel Wiz anytime, day or night, for rates too low to publish. You can save up to 75% on over 500,000 hotels across the globe and get our best price guarantee with no booking or cancellation fees ever. We've got some of the lowest hotel prices you'll find in New York, Chicago, Las Vegas, San Francisco, Washington, D.C., and a lot more. Don't waste your time surfing for deals. Make a free call right now and find deals too low to publish. Save up to 75% right now.
now with no cancellation fees. And to make it even easier on you, we're here 24-7 to help. So call right now. Bookmark us in your cell phone. Whatever you need to do, just pick up the phone and call this number for hotel deals that'll knock your socks off.
800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777.
Tired of calls, levies, and liens from the IRS or hiring others who don't get the job done? Call Wall & Associates and you'll never talk to the IRS again. The IRS has a program to eliminate tax debt, and Wall & Associates professionals are trained to maximize its benefits for you. You always speak with a live person with real support and real knowledge. We've helped thousands of taxpayers like you settle their tax debt with the IRS for a fraction of what they owe. We solve tax problems. Call Wall & Associates now, 800-480-5708. We have the professionals who know how to solve tax problems. If you owe money to the IRS, your tax problems are not going away by themselves, and the passage of time will only make matters worse. Act now, before it's too late. Call Wall & Associates right now to speak to a professional tax relief agent. Call 800-480-5708. That's 800-480-5708. Again, 800-480-5708.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
We are back here on Wrestling Observer Live. Brian Alvarez here, WrestlingObserver.com. We are joined by Mike Sempervivi, also of WrestlingObserver.com. Showtime is always available on the front page of the Sports Byline website, sportsbyline.com. Phone number today, 844-411-5411. Studio line, 425-488-0525. Appeared to have some people call and drop off during the break, so again, no call screener. When you call, it's going to ring and ring and ring. When it picks up, you are next on the air. So just stand by. Don't wait for somebody to welcome you. Just hold on. And then I'll hit a button here and say, toll-free line, you're on the air. And you're on the air. What's going on?
Hey, this is Lance, Nashville, Tennessee. How's it going?
What's up, Lance?
Hey, I've been in my car driving and listened to you on Sirius Radio, which I think is great that I could pick you up on that. We're talking about this open tournament, and there's a wrestler I've been watching for years and personally know, Ricochet or Prince Puma. Have you guys talked about him any?
As far as being in the tournament or just in general?
Well, you know, I liked your point that you said, you know, to bring somebody in from the outside. And I know that he's had several tryouts and some things going on, but I don't know if they've actually gave him a real good look and, you know, kind of wondered what you guys thought about that.
Well, they passed on him, and
yeah,
I'm sure...
you can debate over whether they gave him a good look or not. But...
Well, yeah, they regret it to this day, but the reality is he is under, I believe, a 7-year contract with Lucha Underground as Prince Puma, and so he's not going to be able to go to WWE. They are allowing him to work New Japan as Ricochet, but until his Lucha contract expires, his Lucha Underground contract, he won't be going to WWE.
Exactly. Well, the thing about it is you and I both know that Lucha really did well, and you know, I had heard that they were having trouble getting another season going. Is that going to happen? Or
nope, they've already started taping. They got the money for the second season, and the rumor is that they got enough money for the second and third seasons, and so they've got wrestling starting up in November. They've been taping the vignettes and that sort of thing, so it's coming back.
Okay, and then, you know, that's kind of why I was asking with him having that ability to get out and, you know, get into some different promotions, and if they didn't have anything going, that's kind of what I was getting at.
Yeah, if they didn't have anything.
That's my call.
All right, yeah, I want to thank you very much for the call, and by the way, everybody, don't forget that if you normally listen to us on Sundays on Sirius, we are on every single day, and the easiest way to listen is via the TuneIn Radio app. If you grab it for your smartphone, TuneIn Radio, you can search Sports Byline USA, and you can listen to the show live every day at noon Pacific, 3 Eastern. We're also available on iHeartRadio, and obviously if you've got a If you've got an auxiliary audio cable, I believe it's called, you can plug your phone into your auxiliary audio port in your car and stream it, and you can listen to it in the car the same way you listen to Sirius Satellite Radio. That is the TuneIn Radio or iHeartRadio app. Search Sports Byline USA, the live feed, and you can listen to us every day. And as noted, the schedule is up at sportsbyline.com. So check it out. We've got some other news notes to talk about, Mike. The Bellator announcement that in 2016, we are in fact going to see, again, Ken Shamrock versus Royce Gracie, their third fight.
Sure, why not? Why not?
I can think of a thousand reasons. How about the last time Royce Gracie fought? He failed a drug test with a limit higher than had ever been seen before in the state of California. And that was a decade ago.
And look, this whole week has been a rewind back to 2005. We have got three New Year's Eve shows taking place on New Year's Eve over in Japan, one of which is run by Antonio Inoki. We had ESPN airing kickboxing that it was called Glory, but had K-1 style of judging. We had the returns possibly to the fighting arena of Bob Sapp, of Akebono, of Royce Gracie, of Ken Shamrock. We had the names, Kurt Angle knocked around as a possibility. We have Dada 5000 against Kimbo. We have Fedor returning. We have Lady Tapa, a professional wrestler who will be facing Gabby Garcia. We have Kid Yamamoto against Masato in a K1 Max rewind. We have tournaments taking place. There's TK is back. Shinya Aoki is going to be facing Giant Silva. Screw it. We've taken it back. Pride never die. This has been a bizarre last couple days when it comes to, man, I could have swore we went through this 10 years ago.
We did. That's why. And it was 10 years ago.
Hey,
Mike, in 2026, if I say, hey, Bellator has just signed Royce Gracie versus Ken Shamrock 4, are you going to say, why not?
Probably because WWE would have broken me by that point, because somehow they'll still figure a way to get The Rock, The Undertaker, Steve Austin, and somebody else on the WrestleMania card too, because that's what they do as well. I don't think any of this is a good idea. I just don't. I didn't think it was a good idea 10 years ago when it came to the freak show style of fights. I don't think it's a good idea now, even though Bellator needs the attention. There's a lot of wacky things that you could do that don't require Royce Gracie and Ken Shamrock getting into a ring with each other. I think there's things you can do that don't require teasing Kurt Angle, which frankly should never happen. And it is doubtful. I'm sorry that it ever could happen. But I don't know what to say other than I just throw my hands up and just cringe looking at the end of the year with what's going to take place more in Japan than in Bellator.
Well, let's go to the studio line. You're on the air. Who is this and where are you calling from?
Steve from Wisconsin.
Yes, Dave.
Since Mike brought it up about Glory Kickboxing, I watched that show live when I think it aired on Friday from the Netherlands this time? I can't remember.
Milan.
And, Milan. Yeah, that's what it was. Absolute robberies and judging. I was very upset about that at the time. Now I don't care too much. But what I called about initially was just since Del Rio and Del Rio left back to WWE from AAA, and Mysticus, or whatever he goes by now, I can't remember, is back with CMLL. What's Rey Mysterio's status? Because I haven't heard anyone talk about Rey Mysterio at all since all this going down, because it seemed like AAA was ready to, kind of surge into some sort of not maybe boom period, but, they seem to have a lot of momentum going into 2015 and 2016 and so on, with three big stars all coming into their company, but now two have left, and Rey just seemed to want to go back there because things were happening, but now it seems up in the air, and I haven't heard anyone talk about Ray's status at the moment. So you have any news on that?
Well, he is currently working for AAA still, and there's a lot of talk that he's going to be going to Lucha Underground. Obviously, they wanted him as part of Lucha Underground because at the end of the final episode, they had the big green question mark on the top of the temple. And right. So, as far as I know, that's the deal they're going to be trying to work out. His name has been mentioned on Raw, and that is no coincidence. So, I don't know. Alberto Del Rio was working for AAA, ended up on Raw. Anything, I guess, is possible, unless Rey has already signed a Lucha Underground deal. So, as far as I know, he'll just be with AAA for the time being.
All right. Thanks for taking the call. Can't wait for After Dark tonight.
All right. Thank you very much for the call. That's right. After Dark is tonight, everybody. And it's going to be a fun show. 9 o'clock p.m. Pacific, midnight Eastern, on the Dark Matter Digital Network, which you can also hear free on TuneIn Radio. So if you've not grabbed the TuneIn Radio app, I have no idea what you're waiting for. Shamrock versus Gracie. Also signed is Kimbo Slice versus Dada 5000. I'm not making this up. Dada 5000 was a childhood friend of Kimbo Slice. I believe he promoted, if you want to call it that, Kimbo Slice's backyard fights. They were great buddies, but then they had a fallout. And now they will be fighting on the grandest stage of them all, Bellator MMA. Dada has had two professional fights, and he won both of them via knockout. I have no idea the caliber of opponent. I would bet not high. But yeah, that's the other big one. And if you have not seen the poster for this upcoming show with Hoist Gracie looking like Elio Gracie at 80, and Ken Shamrock also looking like Ken Shamrock at 80, and Kimbo Slice and Dada 5000 with Dada holding a sledgehammer over his shoulder, it is an amazing once-in-a-lifetime poster.
As I look here, I'm trying to total up the records of the two men, the Dada 5000.
I was going to say the ages of everybody involved.
Has faced and knocked out, and I believe it is 1-17 for Cedric James and Tim Papp, the men that Dada, the Dafir Dada 5000 Harris, has fought in the MFA arena, as well as the Action Fight League, which had the Rock and Rumble 2 show, which he made his debut on.
The Rock and Rumble show?
Yes, it was the Action Fight League at the Seminole Hard Rock Hotel and Casino in Hollywood, Florida. The Action Fight League, Rock and Rumble 2, the main event of that show, Brian Fury defeated Oscar Incisio. I have no idea. No idea who any of these... Oh, but Jessica Aguiar actually was on the show a couple fights before Dada 5000.
I don't know what that means, but wow.
Well, at least there's somebody of that we've heard of on that show. So
somebody of note?
Yes, as much of a note as it could possibly be. But Dada 5000 and Kimbo, which, hey, you know you're going to need somebody to probably get slaughtered by Bobby Lashley anyway. Whoever wins this fight can have that honor of getting paid to fight against Lashley and then probably getting murderized.
Will here says, I watched the documentary Dog Fight about Dada 5000. They showed his first fight. It was horrible. He won via comeback KO. His first fight. Go up and tell me who did he fight in his first fight? What's their record?
Well, I think that guy was one who was 0-9. The other
0-9.
Was like 1-8.
So Dada 5000 in his first fight, you're telling me, faced a man who was 0-9. And he was losing, but then, in a comeback, managed to get a knockout.
Well, I haven't seen the I saw about a minute of it and then turned it off. It's too ghetto for me. But when he faced Cedric James, Cedric James's record was 0-4. He is now lost to Dada. He has lost to Walt Harris after that. So he's got a career record of 0-6. And then when he fought this guy, Tim Papp, Papp's record... that was his very first MMA fight, and he lost to Dada 5000. So Dada had one fight. This guy had zero, and he has went on to look very, very badly and go 1-9 against everybody else he's fought.
1-9?
Yes.
Wow. You'd think this fight wouldn't have been signed.
Go figure, eh?
You'd think wrong. A lot of big fights coming up, everybody.
Tent poles, brother.
Didn't even mention, by the way, last night, in another battle of the legends, in the third Dan Henderson-Vitor Belfort fight, Vitor knocked him out in less than a minute.
Oof.
Oh, it was bad. And you know, Dan's going to want to fight again down the road. Hopefully, common sense will prevail. And we shall be back in just a moment with more Wrestling Observer Live on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
Struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help, and your insurance may offer coverage.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-521-3214. 800-521-3214.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-521-3214. 800-521-3214.
Do you know which investment has tripled in price since the debt crisis and risen an average 20% a year for 11 years? It's not stocks, not bonds. It's silver. And right now, we at Lear Capital believe silver is poised to hit new record highs. And we're making it easier to own than ever. For a limited time, new customers with $5,000 or more to invest in gold or silver can get up to 10 certified Morgan silver dollars absolutely free. That's right, up to 10 100-year-old Morgan silver dollars when you invest $5,000 or more. A $600 value free. This offer is available for IRA accounts as well.
Call right now, 800-631-9229. 800-631-9229. 800-631-9229. Call Lear Capital now. 800-631-9229.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for prescription drugs? Well, we have great news. Now you can finally get prescription drugs at huge discounts from Canada Drug Center. That's right, the most popular drugs for cholesterol, high blood pressure, depression, diabetes, arthritis, and many more are now up to 75% off. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices when you can get brand name drugs at the lowest price? Call today and get up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs. Never pay high prices again. Get the most popular drugs at huge sales. Savings from our Canadian and international pharmacies and fulfillment centers. No insurance? No problem. Prices are so low you do not need benefits or insurance to get all your prescriptions fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting to take your call now. Order today and get free shipping. Just call 800-950-1180. Up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs and free shipping. Call 800-950-1180. That's 800-950-1180.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
We are back here for the final segment of the show. Brian Alvarez here, WrestlingObserver.com. We are joined by Mike Sempervivi, also of WrestlingObserver.com. Very, very big week of news, as we've talked about during the last 2 hours, and there is much, much more to come over the next week. Tomorrow is Raw, Monday Night Raw. And we're going to find out what's going on with this world title tournament. Seth Rollins stripped of the title after destroying his knee, and a tournament is going to begin and end. We know it will end at Survivor Series. We don't know when it will begin. We don't know who will be in it. We don't know who will be involved, if they will have to qualify, any of that. Our answers will take place during Monday Night Raw tomorrow. And, of course, we are here Monday through Friday, noon Pacific, 3 Eastern. You can always go to sportsbyline.com and check out the full schedule of the show. We got all sorts of things to talk about over the next week. We've got guests coming up It's going to be a fun time. TuneIn Radio is your friend. iHeartRadio is your friend. Both of them allow you to stream Sports Byline USA 24/7. And that includes our shows. 21 hours of Wrestling Observer Live available every week at Sports Byline USA. So make sure you grab the TuneIn Radio or iHeartRadio app. You can always head to the Sports Byline website. WrestlingObserver.com has got all the information about how to listen as well every single day during showtime with links. And there are also links on the right-hand side of WrestlingObserver.com where you can listen live either via TuneIn or iHeartRadio if you don't have a phone and an app. That's all available there. Make sure you sign up. We got more shows coming up tonight only for subscribers. 7,000 shows in the archives and more coming every day. Check that out. Thanks, Mike. Everybody at Byline, all of you, the listeners, we'll talk to you again Monday. Wrestling Observer Live, Sports Byline at USA Radio Network.